Simon & Schuster Audio presents Last Call, The Rise and Fall of Prohibition by Daniel Okrent. Read by Richard Poe.
The 18th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, ratified on January 16, 1919. Section 1. After 1 year from the ratification of this article, the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors within, the importation thereof into, or the exportation thereof from the United States, and all territories subject to the jurisdiction thereof, for beverage purposes, is hereby prohibited. Section 2. The Congress and the several states shall have concurrent power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Section 3. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by the legislatures of the several states, as provided in the Constitution, within 7 years from the date of the submission hereof to the states by the Congress. And now, last call.
Prologue. January 16th, 1920. The streets of San Francisco were jammed. A frenzy of cars, trucks, wagons, and every other imaginable form of conveyance crisscrossed the town and battled its steepest hills. Porches, staircase landings, and sidewalks were piled high, with boxes and crates delivered on the last possible day before transporting their contents would become illegal. The next morning, the Chronicle reported that people whose beer, liquor, and wine had not arrived by midnight were left to stand in their doorways with haggard faces and glittering eyes. Just 2 weeks earlier, on the last New Year's Eve before Prohibition, frantic celebrations had convulsed the city's hotels and private clubs, its neighborhood taverns and wharfside saloons. It was a spasm of desperate joy fueled, said the Chronicle, by great quantities of bottled sunshine liberated from cellars, club lockers, bank vaults, safety deposit boxes, and other hiding places. Now, on January 16th, the sunshine was surrendering to darkness. San Franciscans could hardly have been surprised. Like the rest of the nation, they had a year's warning that the moment the calendar flipped to January 17th, Americans would only be able to own whatever alcoholic beverages had been in their homes the day before. In fact, Americans had had several...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?